South Africa's next president will also need to deal with troublesome neighbor Zimbabwe. We already know how Jacob Zuma feels about longtime Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe. Zuma has strongly criticized Mugabe for his ruthless crackdowns against political opponents. But Zuma also supports Zimbabwe's current power-sharing arrangement between Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. Harrison Nkomo is a Zimbabwean human rights lawyer. He's currently in Dublin, Ireland. Harrison Nkomo, what is your reaction to a likely Zuma presidency in South Africa?
I don't think I've heard so many people talk of Zuma being capable of bringing change to Zimbabwe, being capable of helping the situation in Zimbabwe on the ground. But I, in my personal view, I disagree with that because Zuma has not been very consistent in so far as the position of Zimbabwe is concerned. You recall that as soon as he was elected ANC president, he was very vocal and against the Mugabe. But down the line, he backtracked and started saying that the Zimbabwean crisis should be resolved by the Zimbabwean themselves with the aid of the region, with the West stepping aside and watching.
You say that Zuma has not been very consistent?
He has not been very consistent at all.
Well, how much influence can Jacob Zuma have on Zimbabwe's stability?
Let us be clear on these issues. The South African government, as a giant in the region, has got the capacity to deal with the Zimbabwean crisis, but there is reluctance on the part of the government, and there is lack of will to deal with the Zimbabwean issue.
Has Zuma expressed any view on the issue of Zimbabwean refugees living in South Africa?
He has spoken about dealing with the rate of crime in South Africa and trying to reduce it when he gets into office. And obviously, that has gotten an impact on Zimbabwe. He has to deal with that. It means one of the issues is to make sure that all the Zimbabweans that are living illegally in South Africa are going to be sent back.
Have you noticed any changes in Zimbabwe under this coalition government?
Yeah, there are some changes that one can be talking about. But look, maybe it's too early to be having them on the ground because, you know, people of Zimbabwe had suffered for far too long. And obviously, they expect results like yesterday. They get impatient. But there are some positive indicators that you could see from the ground. I think our neighbors have got their own problems at the moment. And from what they have done for the past 10 years, insofar as the Zimbabwean issue is concerned, I'm not very confident or optimistic on whatever change they might or the people might think that they are going to be bringing to Zimbabwe.
Harrison Nkomo is a Zimbabwean human rights lawyer. He spoke to us from Dublin. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.